Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get hot?
Cool.
Fire, 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 fire.
Yeah, fire it up.
Yeah.
Fire.
156, I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Mikey B's doing long distance today from the couch.
He's over there.
Everybody know that's
wants
big,
to be
big
comfortable.
Big.
But, you know,
his Hulkamania lunchbox.
I know, right?
Sitting on the couch.
Hey, brother. You got chicken soup for lunch?
Yeah.
Mom packed your pizza rolls, brother.
Those.
They have to be careful smoking this joint. I don't know if you guys heard the drug wars
it's
back
on
fire.
Oh, what?
What?
Drug roar.
The war they've been losing for 30 years? They still want to admit it's happening?
Well, I'll give you one guess whose idea it was.
Oh.
Sessions.
You
That's
are
right.
fake news.
Wow.
Oh.
It's another great hit brought to you from Sessions Racism.
God damn asshole.
But, you know, we'll get to that later.
We can't let the brown people amass any wealth, right. Now, can we? We got limited to Oprah and basketball players. Or athletes. Something's a lot one sport.
We've got some breaking news here.
Uh-oh.
If we have any listeners in New Mexico, there's... yeah, we'll save the war talk.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
If we have any listeners in New Mexico,
like
breaking news.
Nothing about New Mexico. This was
although...
Testing my production skills.
We're stacking these up, doing a little pre-record, so... It'll be 2 weeks. Hopefully, what's the point of doing breaking news 2 weeks ahead of time?
Why not?
This was breaking news for you 2 weeks ago.
More than 252,000 pounds of frozen burritos are being recalled because of Listeria contamination.
So step away from the burritos in New Mexico.
Watch out, New Mexico. Be careful where you're getting your burritos from.
Way back when I was just a little bitty boy.
What is Listeria, anyway? You get it from Listerine?
That's what I was thinking.
He said to two people with access to an internet connection in front of him, right. Stand by.
You know, I was thinking earlier about when I had to do something before the internet, and I can't figure out how I did it.
The library!
No, it wasn't the library.
Or you just talked a bunch of shit and tried to sound confident about it. What's up with all the sauerkraut? Listeria is a serious infection usually caused by eating food contaminated with the bacterium Listeria monocytogenes.
Yes, very good.
Oh, nice.
The food stays certified 10 years. I should get that. An estimated 1,600 people get Listeriosis each year. About 260 die. So, 2.5% of you. This infection.
How many Americans die from it?
It's most likely to sicken pregnant women and their newborns, adults age 65 or older, and people with weakened immune systems. So you've got the AIDS. Probably don't want to get Listeria.
So,
but it didn't answer what it is. It's an infection. It's in what? Your
it's
gut?
It's an infection.
My guess? Isn't my guess?
Well, that's where you get it. I mean, you have to eat it.
You got a good feeling about this one.
No, I was thinking about the first time I fixed anything on a vehicle that I owned. It was a cracked distributor cap, and my car wouldn't start in the rain. And I was like, yeah, that was a rather simple fix other than not labeling the wires and just guessing. And watching the car shake like crazy if I got it wrong. But I was like, how did I know that? Where did I hear that? The only thing I can figure out is I heard it on Car Talk. Because I imagined it, me doing it now, and I was like, yeah, you get on the internet, find out why your car won't start, see if it's a simple fix. I can't imagine how I did stuff before the internet. I can't even picture it.
How'd you solve our drunken arguments for the internet?
Well, I take your point of the library, but how would I have done? Like, you can type things into Google that you can't go and search for in the library. If I type in, why doesn't my car start in the rain? I'll get some answers. if I want to go to the library and take out some books on car repair, well, that's going to be a lot of fucking reading and understanding the vehicle and basically getting myself an education on auto repair in order to fix it. Because there'd be no way I could narrow it down and find out. Because think about this. Library only finds each book for you. Google finds each word in each book.
Does.
So, yeah. Pre-internet days.
So today I had plans to do stuff. We went and bought paint to paint our accent wall. You know, we were going to finish the hallway finally.
Oh, yeah?
And God damn it. Master of None Season 2 apparently came out last night.
What's that? Oh, yeah. I'm so looking forward to that.
The first thing that happens when we wake up. That was not supposed to happen today.
That I loved that first season. And
we got through we got through half the season by noon.
Especially, was the last episode the breakup episode?
Is when
where they showed like the
she's like, I'm going to Tokyo, and then he says, and he, you think he's going to the airport to chase her, and it turns out he's going to Italy.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, sorry.
But yeah, no, so half the season?
Yeah.
Still good so far? Still just as good as the last season?
Oh, excellent.
Still weird to see Eric, what's his name, Warheim, in a serious role. Even though it's still got his little comedic bent to it, it's still
right.
Warheim, or whatever his name is, the Eric part of Tim and Eric.
Yeah, I saw him on the promo picture for it.
Somewhat
the two of
normal
them riding bikes.
Role.
And I was really glad to see that he was going to be still in the show, because those two are like, they make a perfect couple.
Like, trust me, he still shoehorns his sense of humor into it somehow, but it's still, for him, it is like generally the tamest,
right,
the straightest role you're ever going to see this guy play, if you're familiar with his work.
I wonder how long it took him to be like, Eric, you can't look in the camera.
Yeah, no, right? Same guy. What did
like, every time he does a joke, he looks right in the camera and goes, whoa! And he's like, usually this is where we do the effects.
Yeah. Didn't he play like Tibor on The Office or something? He was
on The Office?
Oh, that's right.
I didn't watch the last season or two.
Dwight was having, in a sense, Dwight was having auditions to replace Jim, because Jim started a business with one of his boys or something, and was split in time between the paper company and this business he started. And so, yeah, Dwight was having auditions to basically replace Dwight. Jim. And, yeah, he was the same.
I like Eric, how you say whatever. His name, like it's spelled D-A-W-H-I-T-E.
Dwight?
Dwight.
Dwight.
As in, you know, there was the woman, there was...
Da man. It was like,
there,
you know,
was the Indian.
You gotta remember, I grew up, you know,
there
with
was the white.
I grew up in the... I came of age in the 90s. We had videos like Fantastic Voyage. It had like Da Hood, Da Beach.
Da, yeah.
If you remember Coolio's map?
Da Whites.
Da Beach.
Da Whites, Da Blacks.
Now every time I see people on Twitter ranting about white culture and traditional life, that's all I'm going to be thinking of. Da Whites.
Da Whites. Hashtag there, Da Whites.
Remember there when we stopped that there slavery thing? Yeah. Yeah, whites are the best. Yeah. Da Whites.
Da Whites.
Some white people are such assholes, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is your problem? Having everything isn't enough?
I know.
Now all you have left to do is fear that other people are going to take it from you? Now that you have everything? I'm not saying every white person has everything they want. No, there's right. No suffering white people out there. But what is with especially well-off white people?
Still waiting for my white payments.
I don't understand.
Apparently, according to social media, we're all born with like a 50K salary, like just right off the top. Still waiting on that. It's backlogged.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they could say their trade-off is, hey, a cop can pull you over and you may not die. Or end up in jail. I call that that is like probably the only element of white privilege that I will admit exists.
Yeah.
It is two different experiences with the police. I can tell you it's two different experiences with the police when you get caught with the police with your black friends and your white friends. Like, trust me.
Yeah.
You see it. Like, that is... Like, there's other stuff. It's another podcast. We get into semantics, but...
The
only thing where white privilege goes is with the police. There is definitely two different experiences when you get pulled over
and
you're a regular-looking white guy.
That's such the obvious reason for why Jeff Sessions wants to strike up.
You could be a black guy in the clothes I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing like khakis and a hat and like jeans. Like, if you're a black guy in these, you'd be a black guy in khakis. Was it Get Hard we were talking about?
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not wearing khakis right now. He totally was.
Yeah.
Or no, he said, I'm a Carlton Cliff Huxtable motherfucker. That's what he made him say.
That movie's, yeah, down, he's like, yeah. Damn, that movie's worth watching?
Yes.
It really doesn't look like it.
It is.
It had bad previews, I think.
It's good.
I did. Well, you know what? I'll agree
with that.
Nothing
great.
It's no Step Brothers.
No.
Don't get me wrong.
Or other guys. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still, it is, I was pleasantly surprised by how funny that movie was.
Well, speaking of movies, the weekend that we're recording this, Snatched is out. And you were talking about Goldie Hawn earlier. Wherever the fuck she's been for like the last decade, I don't know.
Servicing Kurt Russell.
Yes. But housing him.
But she's looking pretty good. I find it believable that her and Amy Schumer are related in this movie.
And Goldie Hawn, you know, took care of herself as she got older, and Amy Schumer is not
just
so
let
much.
Her go. Let it go.
Well, somebody took care of her.
I mean,
I'm not saying that wasn't all Hershey? Just like keeping in shape and, you know, whatever. But there has to be some kind
Burger
of surgery
King
there.
Taking care of her?
Yeah.
At least she didn't get like weird surgery where it deformed her face.
Yet.
Yeah. Like, I watched, there's an actor in American Gods, and I watched the first episode, and she's got this really great scene. And she's got to cry most of the way through it, but she's got this like super puffy top lip. It's like obviously fake. And then when she smiles, it makes her look like the Joker, where the ends curl up a lot.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, IMDb giving Snatched 1.5 stars.
Yeah, I saw 2.5. Well,
Rotten Tomatoes. Here's the end. Here's the end. I'll be all right. Rotten Tomatoes. Ooh, ouch.
That is not fresh.
36%
for the critics. And here's the one that hurts even worse, because it's 29% from the audience.
Yeah.
Usually something, generally stuff that the critics don't like, the audience score will be a little higher.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this one is like, the audience is like, we hate it more than you.
Well, let's start here. Let's start my list of why I won't see this movie with Amy Schumer is not an actor. She is a comedian and a funny one, although her more recent material hasn't done anything for me. And she really just plays herself in movies. Now, that's not always completely bad.
Right.
I don't know how much Richard Pryor was a great actor, right? He was really funny in a lot of movies, but he was basically playing the crazy black dude. Right?
Right, himself, mostly.
Gene Wilder's black friend.
Well, whoever, I mean, we're led to believe that a lot of the persona that we saw of Richard Pryor on the stage was a lot of how he really was.
Right.
But he was playing that same comedic persona that he did in his stand-up in the movies. That's basically what Amy Schumer is doing, right?
Right, exactly.
Only she doesn't have that kind of broad material. Like, she kind of got everyone's attention by being raunchy.
Right.
And that's kind of it.
Yeah, she's one-dimensional. That's all she's got.
Right.
I mean, she's done okay doing, you know.
So I guess, really like I that guess South Park episode.
If you're going to be one-dimensional, it's got to be one really good dimension.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But there's plenty of comics that got through whole careers on just one gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Right. Look at Jeff Dunham. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All he does is puppets. That's one-dimensional.
Yeah. I can't stand that.
Yeah, I can't either. I fucking hate it. People think he's great.
How is this movie not getting criticism for being about two white girls who get kidnapped by a bunch of Mexicans?
That's a good question.
Dude, you want to go digging? It's the internet. I'm sure it's out there.
Say something funny, Wendy. We can't wait.
Somebody must be pissed.
I'm not funny. Hey, girls are funny, Wendy. Okay, well, I think, get over it. Just do women's comedy stuff. You know, talk about how fat you are and how you want to have sex with guys and then say, my vagina. I don't feel like being funny right now. And that's just the kind of sexist bullcrap that's going to keep you in the kitchen. Sit your ass down.
Jesus.
What's also interesting about this movie to me is that it stole the title. Not only stole the title from a Oh, what's his name? It's guy from a Guy Ritchie film. Not only did he steal a title from a Guy Ritchie film.
Mr. Madonna? Former Mr. Madonna?
But, yeah. But also completely obliterated his movie on the same weekend. His King Arthur. That's another movie that I have no interest in seeing. What happened with Guy Ritchie, man?
I'm trying to remember what he's doing right now.
King Arthur, more recently, did the Sherlock movies, which were decent.
Yeah, I'm not a big... I'm not looking forward to looking at that King Arthur movie, but I'll probably see it.
That's like...
That's with that Charlie Hunnam guy, or...
I don't know who that is.
He was in Sons of Anarchy.
That's the guy playing...
Arthur.
Arthur?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Arthur. Is it Pendragon? Is that his name?
I'm trying to remember.
Pendragon. It's no form of government. Some watery tot lobs a scimitar.
I'm going to go around claiming king because some moistened bit threw a scimitar at me.
I don't know. You got to, if you're going to do fantasy now in a movie, I don't even know how you do it because, I mean, let's look at good fantasy stories are epics.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord of the Kings. Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Well, the three, yeah. The Lord of the Rings.
Harry Potter,
right? Something that you know you can go into and sustain a three-part or more story.
Right.
And now you're also up against Game of Thrones, which has a decent amount of time to tell a story and also manages to look fantastic, too. So... I mean, I don't know how long this movie is, but I can't... I mean, you could certainly push it more now, but it can't be more than 3 hours. And there's a lot of story to tell there.
Right.
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king. Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony. No. Be quiet. But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you. Shut up! I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away. Shut up! Will you shut up? Now we see the violence inherent in the system. Shut up! Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed! Bloody peasant! what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Eh?
See, Vermont did it. Almost. Two down, three to go.
Well, I think by the time this airs, we will know for sure.
House down, Senate down. Now, first state that's actually saying, in a nice way, fuck the voters. We're going to try to take care of this ourselves. State legislators are actually trying to legalize the cannabis in Vermont.
They're like, we're not waiting. We need the money now. J.G. Wentworth, this shit.
I know. It's my money and I want it now. Yeah. It's the Vermont legislature saying.
That's what these guys should be screaming.
Yeah.
It's my tax money and I want it now.
Listen, yeah. Buy your plants. We don't care what you do with
them. Faucets in the men's room at the state house aren't going to gold plate themselves.
Right.
All right. Each year there's more and more interns we got to pay off.
Republican Governor Phil Scott.
Uh-oh.
Is the guy making the decision.
Phil Scott.
And he hasn't given an indication on which way he's going to go.
Ooh, he's playing a coy.
But if he does approve it, this would be the ninth state to have...
To have
recreational cannabis. And the first to pass it not by popular vote.
And then Fish never has to tour ever again. They can just stay at home in Vermont.
This is what Scott has said on it, and I'm going to review the bill as passed, but I've been pretty clear that I'd like to see some improvements in the bill to make sure we have structures in place that provide safety to Vermonters.
That is a great answer, because he's Republican, and the answer would usually be, no, I'm not signing it. He's just going, tweak it here, tweak it there. The tweak is what he probably wants to see is, I want to see a 33% state tax on this shit.
Right.
Because he's a Republican. Don't forget. It's money. But then again, too much tax, he'll implode. Because too much government involvement goes against his Republican principles. Spodily.
In, allegedly. In this article in the U.S. News, they have a couple quotes from some Vermonters. One, Brett Campbell, 57, recovering alcoholic, that was in favor of the legalization, said, I find it really kind of silly that there are a lot of people who are afraid of a plant that doesn't have the intoxicating effects to near the degree of self-control and control over judgment as you lose when you're impaired by alcohol. Okay, I see where he's going with it. While Paul Giuliani, an attorney, said that it was a terrible idea, laws haven't been able to keep alcohol out of the hands of underage drinkers, and they won't work with marijuana users either. It just sends the wrong message, Giuliani says. Yeah. That's what everybody says. Everybody against it. Sends the wrong message. I don't like the idea. Chris Christie, it sends the wrong message. Jeff Sessions, sends the wrong message. Well, in Jeff Sessions' case, the wrong message is that brown people and black people can walk the streets freely.
As soon as there's a lobbyist that can help get them elected, they'll be fine with it. Because right now, the lobbyists for the prescription drug companies are helping to get them elected.
Well, this begs the question then.
As soon as there's a cannabis lobbyist.
That I could pose to somebody like Paul Giuliani in Montpelier. Who, if our current laws governing alcohol haven't been able to keep it completely out of the hands of people under the age of 21, which it doesn't anywhere, and I don't know what kind of system would other than prohibition, and even then, it's not going to keep it out of the hands of kids. So, do you support prohibition then?
What's it?
On alcohol? Do you support reforming our laws
Guess
to make it harder to get alcohol?
With alcohol, you don't have a black market for alcohol. It's gone.
I guess what I'm saying
is... Well, it's Vermont. You might have homebrew here or there.
What I'm saying is, if it's your thing, if that's your thing, is that all drugs, alcohol, everything is dangerous, and we need to do everything that we can to keep it out of the hands of most people, those who can't control themselves or those who are underage and shouldn't be imbibing. If that is your thing, then that's fine. That's your thing. We disagree at a base level over the amount of freedoms that we should enjoy in this country. But to say, I'm completely fine with the structure around alcohol and its availability, but not okay with cannabis because it sends the wrong message, is contradicting yourself. It's your thing. That's right. But there's a more sinister man.
Uh-oh.
That we need to talk about.
Oh, boy.
You are fake news.
That guy?
Nope.
Well, for once?
Not that one.
For once? Can we put this in a win for him in his book? For one day.
Well, no. Actually, there was some more talk from Trump. I think last week...
There's always more talk.
Last week we were talking... Well, yeah. But on cannabis. Last week we talked about the spending bill that got passed.
Yes.
And how it had language in there that said that it would continue the same hands-off approach for medical marijuana and not fund any investigations into medical marijuana plans in any states. But he did kind of roll that back a little bit and say openly that it doesn't stop him from going after recreational cannabis, because actually, you know, she's got her. Sorry,
she got the bear.
I just heard her coming down the stairs.
She's bringing the bear.
And the bear.
I know. I was wondering what she was on about. She was chirping the whole way down the stairs, and she shows up with that stuff. Not the bear, but the dog. I call it her bear because it's like a teddy bear. Did she drop it by?
Yeah, she dropped it right by me.
Every once in a while, she like, picks it up.
Chosen for something.
I'm proud. This is mine.
I've never had a cat that...
Well, that's what they do with mice.
...picked up a toy and ran it around. That's more like a baby thing.
If they catch a mouse, they will bring it to you. It'd be like, hey, look what I did.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, finally paying some run around here.
I think it's a motherly instinct thing where she wants a little baby to carry around.
Even though she no longer has a ute.
Well, because she doesn't attack it. She doesn't ever attack the dog. She just, like, drops it somewhere and it sits there for a while. Then she'll pick it up. But it seems rather infrequent, although it's hard to tell. I think she moves it around a lot at night. It just appears places.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning, it's like in the middle of the hallway. Right. Last time I saw it, it was down here.
Nice.
Cat distraction.
Yeah, so distracting us from what? What were we talking about? Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he said, the Obama regulations that he put in place to make the DEA keep their hands off medical marijuana programs didn't say anything about recreational cannabis programs. So he's basically saying that's still up for grabs. Which leaves the door open for Jeff Sessions to come in and reignite the war on drugs.
Yay.
He doesn't understand why we stopped the war on drugs in the first place.
Oh,
now, I can't read minds.
Jeff.
But here's what I imagine.
Go to one of your houses, and we know you have several. Rent an excavator.
Yeah.
Dig a giant hole in the backyard. And just start dumping money into it, because that is what the war on drugs was. Just wasted a whole bunch of money and got no return.
Oh, no, it gets return.
Oh, it's true if you hate brown people.
It gets return if you're, yes. Because, I believe in his mind, he's saying to himself, why are we getting rid of a perfectly good way to control minorities in this country?
We have too many people being black and free.
Plus, you also get a lot of traction with certain voters who just have this concept that all drugs are bad, and that if you're saying that you're waging a war on drugs or spending money on it, then you're doing good things. When we know that it doesn't change drug use in this country at all. It doesn't change the availability of any drug. It does actually change the safety of certain drugs. Certain more dangerous drugs. It increases the number of people in prisons, which not everyone thinks is a bad thing, even though, I mean, we still, even with prosecuting drug charges less so in this country and not imprisoning people as much as we used to, we still got a long ways to go, and we still have overcrowded prisons and the highest percentage of population out of any nation imprisoned.
Yes, was the Jim Jeffries quote for a country that loves freedom so much. You know, we sure do lock
a lot of people up.
Yeah, you're got to keep them in business.
Well, that's the thing.
They're for profit,
right? So, what does Jeff Sessions and other Republicans gain from the war on drugs? They gain money from lobbyists who are representing the prisons. They gain votes from the people who believe that they're actually doing something.
Pharmaceutical company.
They get to put their drug bust on TV and make everybody sure that they're out there doing their job.
Right.
They get out the bales of cannabis and the big, what do they call that anyway? Just a kilo of cocaine?
Yeah, key.
A key?
Yeah,
they don't have a term for that when they bundle it up like
it's not just in a white paper that says drugs on the side.
Drugs, black lettering.
Yeah,
black lettering.
From drugs. A butcher shop.
Drugs.
With a black wax pen. This is 2 pounds of drugs. Jeff Sessions thinks there's too many jukebox missing this song nowadays.
Yeah.
What happened to good old songs about being in jail?
Hey, here's a quote from him. We're on a bad trend right now. We got too much complacency about drugs. Too much talking about recreational drugs.
It's fine, Jeff. It's been going on for 5 years at this point. Everything's fine. Go to Colorado.
Girls' skirts are getting shorter. No, I do. He doesn't say that.
Yeah.
They're letting blacks vote now. Did you hear this?
He does say it's the same thing you used to hear in the 80s. That's what the pro-drug crowd argued then, but we realize from reality, empirical fact, neighbors, friends, crime. This is not a legitimate thing. The concept of recreational drugs. He's saying there's no such thing as recreational drugs. I mean, this is not surprising. This is a man who said no good person. There's no good marijuana smokers. Everybody who smokes marijuana, regardless of why they do it, or ingested it anyway, is a bad person by definition.
You're a bad attorney general. I'm surprised you're still our attorney general.
And what's interesting is that he said all this at a conference about the opioid crisis.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
So right next door to the irony conference?
Right.
Yeah.
So the war on drugs is going to help the opioid crisis. How exactly? I mean, unless you're actually going to go to war against the pharmaceutical companies.
Right, exactly.
I can't even say that with a straight face. Yeah. You want to think the prisons are lining the pockets of Jeff Sessions and his buddies.
Make that
just
money.
Just think about what the pharmaceutical companies are doing.
Right.
They probably paid for that pool that Jeff Sessions should go jump into.
Right.
Where do we live? Like, it's astounding what's the last 3 months. What is going on?
It's a little bit insane.
World's fucked.
I'm telling you, man, this is where the movie starts.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, really? This is right before the shit starts falling apart.
Which movie? The one where the robots rise up and kill us all?
Well, I was talking about the ones that have the seismic activity where they're like, oh, that was just a tremor. Don't worry. Nothing's going to happen.
Someone is meeting with Sessions' office. Who is this? Who is this Upmeyer person? Oh, all right. Iowa House Speaker.
What's Upmeyer?
Linda Upmeyer is trying to meet with Sessions' office to get greater clarity on how the federal government might treat Iowa's arrangement. That would be the actual answer they get from Jeff Sessions. You want to what?
Yeah.
You want to do what? What? You want to take it across state? What?
How will they treat it? Like Boss Hogg treated the Duke boys.
Yeah. Like
always Roscoe up to no good.
Who's Roscoe P. Coltrane in this situation? Trump?
Sessions.
No, come on. Trump is Boss Hogg.
Right.
Trump's Boss Hogg. Sessions is Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Who's Cooter? No, I'm just kidding.
Shall we do Dust Strain?
It's a little bit of that fruity mix. Strain is called Strawberry Banana.
See? Sounds like something Pence would enjoy. You know?
Maybe.
I hear that's his favorite kind of yogurt.
I'm a banana. Oh. Jesus Christ. You couldn't find anything better. All right. Well, Strawberry Banana.
How long does this go on for?
Is a 70
a minute 30.
And a
half.
All right. Start over. Strawberry Banana is a 70-30 indica dominant cannabis strain developed by DNA Genetics in collaboration with Sirius Seeds, a genetic cross between Crockett's Banana Kush and the strawberry phenotype of bubblegum. Strawberry Banana inherits its sweet, fruity flavor that has earned this hybrid her name. Known for its heavy resin production and high THC content, Strawberry Banana produces happy, peaceful effects that sharpen creativity and sensory awareness. But yeah, the top five effects are relaxed, happy, euphoric, uplifted, and sleepy. So yeah, this is definitely a good one for the folks that have that stress or, depression, pain, insomnia, or lack of appetite.
So wait, I think I missed that. It's 30-70. Which one's banana?
Banana Kush.
It's 70% banana and 30% strawberry?
That is what is stated.
Ancient Jamaican secret, eh?
The back of the day of Pizza Hut Book Club. Jesus
book
Christ.
Book I talked it. About Book It with someone the other day.
What? The Pizza Hut Book Club?
You ever read Book It in your school?
No.
You read so many books per month? Or
and
you pretended
sweet,
you read so many books per month?
And
you wrote a
pen?
Half-assed book report on them? And you get a free little pan pizza every month? So your parents would have to go out and drop like $40 because you got a free pan pizza?
$40? Jesus, what the hell were your family buying?
You know what I mean?
No,
you had to
I
do
feel,
it every month. Yeah, you had a pin, and when you got to 4 stars each month on your pin, man, you got a free pizza.
I read a lot of fucking books, man. I didn't get any pizza.
You missed out.
Whoa, man.
I got cheated.
And there you go. This means we get an encore presentation.
Yeah, that sweet pen.
Twice in one episode.
Where you can put stickers on it.
That's not so much. Alone.
Yeah, it is. Sounds like it now.
We know who he was by this point, would we?
I'm not sure. What year would this be?
It says 1991.
Sounds like him.
And his craziest bout. Books.
I think that is him.
Yeah. I thought it was that or Chuck D from Public Enemy.
No, by 1991.
Fight the power.
It's 1991.
Read a book, motherfucker. These raisins are talking to...
That's
Holy
so Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's got to be. What year did Baby's Got Back come out? I know this because it just had like an anniversary, and it must have been 20 years. God, please say it's 20.
Okay, here's the thing. We got a double-edged sword right now. We have a possible explanation on who the rapper is.
Yeah.
But it's on Reddit.
Okay.
Everything's on Reddit.
Should I click?
Baby... Well, let me...
It's too late.
My own investigation here says that... meaning I Googled it on my computer. 1992 would be the year that Sir Mix-a-Lot released Baby Got Back. So this is in 91. Perfectly reasonable. I don't think anybody had heard about Sir Mix-a-Lot until this song came out, right? I don't know. Who am I asking? I'm the older one here.
Yeah.
I was in high school old when man. This shit came out.
All right. Cool. All right. Is this someone saying they remembered as a kid and it sounds a lot like Sir Mix-a-Lot? Can anyone verify this? And no one did and it stopped.
I just love that somebody asked that question.
Yeah.
See? Things you can't find in a library for 500.
Wait.
This is on the Seattle Times listed as featuring Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Many label Sir Mix-a-Lot as a one-hit wonder, and while it may be true, his biggest success came from that one song. He has other achievements as well. There's the Apache sampling, Jump on It, the aforementioned My Hoopty, and my personal favorite, Put 'Em on the Glass. On
Hell
top
yeah.
of that, if you're old enough to remember the Books, Check 'Em Out ad campaign, he was the one spitting the rap.
What's your source on this one?
So call Anthony Ray a one-hit wonder all you want, but he and his posse will be laughing all the way to the bank. You know, the one on Broadway. Hey-o. This is from rapreviews.com.
Right, so it had to have been 25 years. It was 25 years, we know.
This was a guy...
Since his Baby Got Back song came out, right?
Yeah, this was a guy reviewing Sir Mix-a-Lot's Swass.
Okay.
Swass.
So he could have done the same half-assed Google search we did and found that, you know, maybe it was him and listened to it and was like, oh, yeah, that's Sir Mix-a-Lot. I mean, it really does sound like him.
Yeah.
10 ridiculous rap PSAs from Crave Online. Oh, my God. Rail safety. Got me clickbait.
There was a story on NPR about the song Baby Got Back. And you'll be interested to know that how that song is viewed 25 years later is empowering to women who have voluptuous figures, shall we say. It's pro fat girl. That's what I'm trying to say. Man.
Jaleel White.
I think he's telling us not to fuck.
Yes. Not until he has.
Yeah, Urkel's anti-sex rap. Content's under pressure.
Great name for it.
You know.
Listen, you're black. You want to do a rap PSA for us? That's exactly how the pitch for that probably went.
I couldn't even pay attention to what he was rapping about. Was there a theme?
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't do
sex.
What? He's, it's not do. Okay. You know, at the end of A Clockwork Orange, when they pry his eyelids open and show him all that weird shit.
Yeah.
That's going to be on my loop.
There you go.
One day when the government needs to break me, because they will have to break me.
Don't copy that floppy. Oh, this is going to be good.
It's going to be that PSA rap.
I'm trying.
It's going to be actually all PSA raps on a loop.
You're not going to be.
Until I give up. Until I submit.
What type of game is that kid playing?
Crash and burn.
Too bad, Corey. Guess that makes me the winner.
One that requires you to jam the Q key.
I've been holding back. I've been giving you a break just so you get the hang of it. But now it's time to teach you a little respect. Right.
These two buttons.
But it'll have to be next time.
I'm going to hit them in different rhythm.
I kind of like how this sounds on audio.
Look, I brought a disc, and we could copy this, okay? And we could play it on my brother's computer.
Oh, no. Kid.
Oh, got that floppy.
He's going to get computer AIDS.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Are you sure?
Now the...
So they tried...
Who the fuck is this? That you're gonna make a copy of a game without paying? Come on, guys!
Who the fuck is that?
I thought you knew better. Don't copy that floppy. Generic rapper looker.
Fucking dude. Yeah. And what do you know?
This is someone who was tired of sleeping in his car. That's
yeah.
who this is.
DP.
DP?
Name is DP.
Double Penny. Nice.
Right. They had a campaign in a rural neighborhood that had a country singer named BJ.
I just wanted to make one copy.
This is a PSA. First of all, aren't PSA is supposed to be like a minute or less? This thing is 9 minutes and 42 seconds.
I love this idea that like... The idea of rap is to pick a drum beat on your digital piano and just any random sample.
Speak in the cadence that everybody speaks in.
Right.
Yeah. I can rap any way I talk, as long as I sound like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Just a little random snippet of any song will do. Just loop something so there's some noise in there.
I don't see
it didn't even have a bass line.
No right. zones.
No bass.
This is a 2 minute and 30 second PSA.
We don't have all day. Jamie, pass this guy already.
Oh, no. I don't want to watch any car wreck PSAs. Fuck you.
But it's 65 for cars.
Hey, are you chicks going
to
go down on each other?
I did my time in grade school. I don't have to watch this shit again.
You got to be careful.
I've been fed propaganda by the man. I don't need it here.
No zones?
Oh, yeah, the no zones. What are they again?
Left side, right side, front and back. Left side, right side, front and back.
What? Oh, no.
Left side, right side, front and back.
What is that supposed to teach you?
The no zone.
Oh, stay the fuck away from trucks?
It's all the side she wants to be fucked on.
Yep. Stay out of the no zone. We're too slick for your high. We're always in your sight. Staying out of the no zones because we know it's right. That's right, blind spots, no zones. You know where it's at. Left side, right side, front and back. Stay out of those no zones. Keep it view. Don't hang out in the no zones.
Move. Listen, Tyrell, you're going to write the rap.
But I love the idea that this was thought of as a concept because how are we going to get kids to remember where to stay away from trucks?
Oh.
No zone.
Just which wait.
Which is pretty much everywhere. Don't crowd trucks.
Oh, wait, what's happening? Go away, no zones.
Isn't that an easier message if you start with don't? Drive near trucks.
Right.
Just give them some room.
When you get near a truck, get the fuck away from it.
Right.
Just slow down or speed up.
Here's a reason. Because even if they can see you, it doesn't mean shit when they jackknife.
Right.
Yeah.
You're fucked either way. If you see a jackknifing semi like around you,
leave.
You're fucked. I mean,
you know, the first self-driving vehicles that we'll probably see en masse on the freeways are going to be for transport of goods.
Right. It'd be like Logan, where you almost get hit on the fucking road.
Right. Absolutely.
God, that'll be scary as fuck. What the hell is that? Zone.
Okay, so this is an improvement. So the first song had random loop. Second one had at least a bass line. This one has combined a bass line, piano lick, a nice little stab. But why is this guy a blood?
Why is he looking like he wants to shoot you?
Is he wearing a Chicago jersey?
What the fuck? Isn't that an Urlacher jersey? 97?
No, that's... I think that's Mongo Steve McMichael.
yourself a favor, stay off the track.
Why has he got Lane Staley sunglasses?
So the kids.
Yeah. That's kind of whack. Construction
sites, nothing but trouble. Kids watch this in Chicago and be like, got the message. I'm going to stay off the tracks and join the Bloods.
Yeah. Stay off the track. Clickety clack.
Oh, no.
Where can I sign up,
no,
yo?
Wait.
Clickety clack.
Wait. This is a thinly veiled statement is turf.
Yeah, stay out of my hood. Don't cross the track.
Stay off the track or you're going to get capped.
Yeah, the railroad track is the door. Order to my turf.
Yeah, it's the shotgun. It's
the guns clapping them together.
Pickety shotgun. Pickety clack. Stay off the fucking tracks. Clickety clack.
Oh, he took his glasses off now. He means
yeah,
fucking
now
business.
He's fucking, yeah, pay attention, motherfuckers. For real.
It's like when you saw Flavor Flav's eyes, you're like, oh shit, he's serious.
Yeah, he's really telling us something we need to pay attention to. Without a safety helmet, significantly increases the
risk of sustaining a brain injury. Keep your helmet on. All right, now we got some production. Listen to that bass.
This originally was an anthem for birth control.
Why did they give the white guy first dibs?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like,
he's got the best flow.
You're up.
Your name ain't Marshall. Whoa, a woman.
All right, goth, hit it.
I know, right? Ginger goth.
Yeah.
And you're,
get the one on your head.
Keep your helmet on.
Keep your helmet on. Keep your helmet on. Keep your helmet on. Keep your helmet on.
Is that it? Keep your helmet
hey,
on.
Hey, you guys got it. This shit is a minute long.
Hey. Yeah, we could do this rap thing. It's mostly white people in chorus, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Keep your helmet on. Keep your helmet on.
SARS survivor, come on. You win. Click. Oh, this video is unavailable. You can no longer get SARS survivor.
I think it's a sign. We need to move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Take it
please.
Back. Recycling with Ozzy and Bette.
No more.
But this guy's wearing a black long sleeve shirt tucked into black Dockers.
Pass. It's a hard pass.
Pass on most.
Wearing glasses he bought at the gas station. Big Sean is a kid doing an old school PSA rap.
No.
And it started
another
it
California
all.
California
raid. No, it's what started it all. It's in this.
Oh, there you go. We come full circle.
There we
yes.
go. Perfect.
And moving on.
Yes. Snake is in his tail.
Don't copy
oh,
that
no.
floppy.
We can't.
Yeah, don't copy the floppy.
I think that was my favorite one. They have yeah. pops up on the Commodore 64 screen.
I think that's why old people are so afraid to use computers because when they show shit like that, they'd be like, hey. If I put a floppy disk, it's going to fuck up the entire computer.
Right. The black guy is going to yell at me again.
Yeah. Don't touch the computer.
Right. It has a message from that PSA. Computers are weird. Stay away from them.
Yeah,
kid.
Old people. Watch out.
Yeah. Leave them to the young kids.
Yeah.
And that part of it, too.
I guess so.
You want my impression of Mach?
No.
Scroll up.
Scroll what? Up.
What?
What the fuck is that? We're being invaded by aliens, apparently.
What the? Is that you fucking with us?
This yes. is the filter.
Wow. No, I thought I had like a window open or
oh,
something.
You were actually checking for something.
You were like a small child.
Well, no, didn't we have something last show or something where we had an accidental remix or something like that?
Yeah, it happened.
Like
it happens.
iTunes fired up or something? Make sure that shit wasn't happening. Well, hey, when you're hearing shit, it's time to thank you for downloading the Weezman Podcast for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. And please make sure to rate the Weezman Podcast 5 stars on iTunes. You can help to tell others about the Weezman Podcast by, you know, leaving a comment, a review, something in which to indicate to others that you enjoy this podcast and they should give it a listen. All right. And you can follow us on Twitter at TheWeedsman420 and on the gram.
Yeah, The Weedsman Podcast.
Please follow The Weedsman Podcast on Facebook. You know, old people listen. So you can like and share it on Facebook. And you can visit ChristopherMedia.net for all of the other podcasts available on Christopher Media Network. Let's see. When's this coming out? My Tony Danza.
Or Rocky.
Check out about World Championship Radio.
Yeah, check them out.
Yeah. Rob's got himself a wrestling podcast.
Yep, we're going to be covering, we're actually going to be kicking it back to the old school, covering a former pay-per-view, but I'm not going to tell anyone because I want to keep it a special secret. People just have to tune in and find out, all 12 listeners. Thank you.
Available every other Thursday.
I need to grow that fan base.
On iTunes, ChristopherMedia.net, anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. And if you would like to help out Christopher Media, we got a donate button. You should hit it. All right.
Smash it.
Yeah, smash it with your wallet.
Yes.
Yeah, we use PayPal. Yeah, social security and shit. Check ChristopherMedia.net. And if you use the Amazon.
Use it.
The Amazon.com. You can click and bookmark the Amazon link. ChristopherMedia.net. Not going to have too many extra money, and you're going to help support the recent podcast. Boom. All right.
Bro!
Oh.
Yep.
Mom had her day. Dad gets his day. It's coming up. So you got graduations and such.
Yeah, happening. You might have that bro that just graduated.
Yeah. High school? No, probably college.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not high school.
Bro!
But yes, you can check out the perfect gifts are found on brobasket.com. Because you know what? We all know men are hard to shop for.
You don't have tits. It's tough, man.
Right. You know, but you know what?
One time not say tits in this.
No.
In this I know. Promo.
I'm contractually obligated.
I'm sure you're not, but that's okay. But you know what? All your bros, they, you know what they like? Their favorite alcohol. You know, they get the beer, wine, whiskey, bro. Scotch, or tequila. BroBasket.com will take all those goodies and put them into a gift basket. Or and with gear and other accoutrements.
There you go.
But yeah,
accoutrements.
They do have baskets like the Ultimate Import Sampler, the Jack and Coke gift set, or the Junior Executive gift basket. But there is also that boozeless option for your bro in recovery or a guy just doesn't like to drink.
Yeah.
But yes, there are many shipping options to choose from, and including rush delivery and Saturday. 21 and over, please, state local laws apply. Beer, wine, liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help support Christopher Media by clicking through the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Men used to be hard to shop for. Not anymore, Kanye.
Bro!
BroBasket.com. Check them out.
Yeah, we still need to investigate if in, say, like, Washington, Oregon, Colorado. Bro basket for those people. The Dro basket. Oh, wait. TM. First. No one else can do it. We said it. The Dro basket.
Or you can buy the idea off us. Yeah. All right, but stay high, folks.
Stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.